to start with a few remarks and
miles on the gospel.
Just brief remarks to start off, propose some very broad thoughts for this subject. And I want to do that by saying that it's not accidental that we're dealing with the subject Malcolm in Ghana, not Malcolm in Nigeria, and not Malcolm in Sierra Leone. That Malcolm was in Ghana at a specific time, at a specific point, and in a very specific moment of history. And what I want to draw out of this is that it could very well have been Malcolm in the Gambia, or Malcolm, since he did visit a few other African countries, which is that the connection between Africa and African Americans, for me, has at least two important dimensions. One is sentimental, one is that of racial sentiment. And to that extent, because of that racial sentiment, we are all African peoples. Malcolm could have been anywhere else, and he would still have been on the continent of Africa. So it did not have to be Ghana in terms of this historic link between Africans and African Americans. Any place on the continent, any time, anywhere, connects us in terms of that racial sentiment. And it's very powerful, very strong. We try to deal with it in historical terms, but the continuing question of this connection. But the second dimension, which is that apart from racial sentiment, which is that of struggle, is precisely why the connection between us is also a connection forged in struggle. And this is the connection which links us with revolutionary Pan-Africanism, which in part started off from this end of the Atlantic. And it is that notion of the revolutionary Pan-Africanism of black people united in struggle against racism, against oppression, against imperialism. It is precisely that dimension which made the presence of Malcolm in Ghana at that moment, because there are places that could have served that role, but Ghana at that particular point in time. So if he had gone to Nigeria or the Gambia or the Sierra Leone, he could not have meant the same thing as going to Kwame Nkrumah in Ghana in that period. And what I want to say that just as Malcolm was in Ghana, also African revolutionary struggle in Africa has also drawn tremendous moral and ideological support from this end of the Atlantic. Just as Malcolm was in Ghana also, Amilcar Cabral visited this country and went first to Harlem. A lot of the Pan-Africanists on the continent also were trained and went to school here. And just speaking for myself, as part of my own generation, I went to graduate school here at NYU in the early 70s. And my own political formation came here within what was then called the ALSC, the Africa Liberation Support Commission. So that tradition continues. And it is a two-way tradition. It's not just Malcolm going to Ghana to meet Nkrumah. The voice was, in fact, as we all know, the voice went back. And in fact, died in Ghana and is buried in Ghana. But it's a two-way process of Africans coming here and drawing inspiration from the struggles of black people on this continent. And it is this tradition which this gathering, by examining Malcolm in Ghana, we must constantly recover and reinvent this tradition. If we do not reactivate memories of it, re-examine it, explore it, we lose it. Tradition isn't simply there to be had, like you breathe here. You have to constantly recover and reinvent tradition. And this panel, as among many other panels, I think it's an indication that we have that rich tradition of struggle and connection. And Malcolm has been one in this connection. And it is this kind of framework within which the different approaches to the subject will be explored this afternoon.